Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Some of your precious time is to spend it with us. How about that for feeling confident about what people are doing and how their choices are made? Thoughts for the day. The day happens to be Tuesday, the 2nd of December. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Happily, is that a word? I think. Happily and happily. We're full of happiness, right? And it's the I happened to find a program. It's called the Doug Stephan Good Day program, and here we are. Our heads are ringing, our ears are ringing. That is, if people are talking about you, and there's something. If people are talking about you, supposedly it's good. Whether it's good talk or bad talk, it's always, if people are talking about you, then you are relevant.
You're on their mind.
We are. We're on their minds. All right. So what's on my mind are some good things. Here's a story about a Greek island that has replaced its landfill with a recycling plant, and that recycling plant now reduces waste by 85%. I've always thought that landfills were a monument to man's stupidity, because really, there's nothing. Supposedly, the landfills were to get rid of waste, and you put them in, you pack them down, and you put some air in there. There have been countless examples of landfills that have been removed, replaced, and you dig them up and nothing has collapsed. Nothing has, like the hot dog story, you know.
Biodegradable. Well, I think when they first initiated or started up with the landfill stuff, they never realized how many people would be on Earth, how much waste would actually come to be.
Maybe. That's a part of the, I guess, the lack of ability, the lack of planning, whatever it is. Anyway, so this island has about 750 people on it, and they made a lot of progress very quickly. They transformed the landfill into a recycling center and have removed the bins that people use for trash. This is a Just Go Zero initiative. They're trying to steer other islands, other places towards similar programs. So here's what happens. All the biodegradable waste is turned into soil treatments. Plastic that comes in, metal, glass, that sort of thing, they're all recycled. And you can do that. It costs money, but you can, and it ought to be done, frankly, because at the end of the day, it isn't about now, it's about the future. There aren't many things you can do because you don't know what the future is going to bring, which kind of pretty much can tell you. You can be told and you can understand how metal doesn't go away, how plastic doesn't go away, how glass doesn't go away. So the upcycle center is, there's these non-recyclable items, they still have to have the recycle, upcycle, whatever they call it, electronic things, for example, some clothing, that stuff. And they are, they're trying to figure out ways of, especially with clothing, making them good and usable for somebody else. So this is cool. The company's called Polygreen. That's a good name for it. And it's founded by a Greek guy. Culture characterized by 100% landfill diversion, circular waste management, and looks like, most importantly here, a new perception of life and how we survive. I think this is this is pretty good. All the waste that they can't do anything with will be seen in museums, this guy said. That's pretty interesting. So if you're a resident of this island, you're given a series of bags in which you separate the material. That's not unlike what we have in many places here in America. And most of the waste collection is picked up by a truck, comes to the front of your house, and it takes all the stuff to the processing center. Now, the Just Go Zero app on your little iPhone allows you, if you're a resident there, to track how much material you've recycled. That is, what's come from you. they must have a sort of a, one of those codes that they put on. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's got a code, right?
Yeah, that kind of really helps with self-accountability because a lot of times it's very out of sight, out of mind.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, right. It's gone, so okay, next. What's next? So there it is. Congratulations to them. That's very cool. I like that idea. Here's something not so cool. A mother and her four children have been run over as her children were getting off a school bus. The person who ran them over was in a car trying to escape the police. This is a neighborhood of Brooklyn. Police say they tried to stop this Mercedes going down Flatbush Avenue, a very famous street in Brooklyn. So instead of stopping, the driver, a woman, by the way, went straight through several bus stops before hitting the family with the car that she was driving. The mother had been waiting with her children for the bus to arrive, carrying a couple of other children.
Yeah, and all five of them, the mom, the two children she was with, and then the two children who had just gotten off the bus, all five of them were hit.
So
just absolutely awful.
The woman who was driving, who was trying to get away from the police, is still at large, by the way. What was her infraction? Why were they chasing her? You know?
I didn't see if it was a minor traffic violation or what, but she had fled the police, so it was an active chase.
Yeah, right.
But the good news out of this is that the family that was hit in the hit and run, they were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and they're all listed in stable condition and expected to survive.
Good. All right, so that's the good side of a bad story.
Mm-hmm. They did find the abandoned car. The driver ran away from it.
Yeah, of course. And they found probably stolen another car or something like that. It's just sometimes these things they mirror so much some bad television shows or good television shows or movies. You think that's where people got the idea? Okay, I'll steal a car. Or I'll do something else that's... I saw it on Law & Order, so therefore I can get it done, right? San Francisco, California. Dateline, San Francisco. The Board of Supervisors there voted to approve a very controversial policy that will allow their police to use robots capable of using lethal force in extraordinary circumstances. Think about this. This is something that really needs to get inside the bubble of your brain. 8-3 was the vote. Using a robot to kill. This vote, obviously there was a heated conversation. Mm-hmm. What the policy allows officers to do. Boy, they better be training the police a lot better than most of the police that I encounter. Because a lot of the police don't have the skill, frankly. No, let me scratch that. Don't have the maturity. Because a lot of older, mature, experienced police officers have had enough, and they're quitting. They're putting in their papers, sometimes early. It only takes 30 years. So let's say if you start when you're 21, at 51, you're out. You're gone. You've finished. So there are more youngsters coming in who are not experienced. I see it every day in my town. The kids look like they just got out of high school, some of them. And so what kind of life experience do they have? What kind of judgment do they have? This is a very...
to say what kind of person they are, regardless of age, and also their own mental well-being and what the police force and all of the cities and locations are doing to help, to monitor. Because a lot of these police officers see stuff that most people don't even realize, and they deal with these traumas on the job that sometimes are not addressed, and then they carry that with them, and that from one situation, then that's carried with them to how they react in a different situation that could make the additional situation go horribly wrong. And then in regards to these robots, do they not follow the news of how artificial intelligence is not always correct and they're in error?
Look at Teslas and how often they crash because they aren't really programmed correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what's that one Will Smith movie, I, Robot? Go watch that,
yes.
And then how can you say that this is a great idea?
I watched some of that, and it so bothered me. I've never seen the whole thing all the way through. You have, I'm guessing,
yeah,
by listening to it. I've never seen, I don't, and thinking about that just sends me into the ozone. And the three people who voted against it in San Francisco said things like, quote, there is serious potential for misuse and abuse in this military-grade technology, and zero showing of necessity. That's an interesting, yeah, that, I think that's what we're saying in a different way. The stories in today's Washington Post, by the way, the police department has a fleet of robots and says they don't plan to outfit them with firearms. But, you know, there are all kinds of things. Robots could reach out and grab somebody by the throat or something. How do you know? If you're trying to incapacitate somebody who's committed a crime or is accused of committing a crime, look at all the mistakes that are made now with the wrong arrests, people that go to jail that ought not to be in jail. The system is far from perfect. And so it leaves itself open to criticism, which is usually fairly, if it's constructive criticism, that's good because it makes things better. I think this is not, I mean, San Francisco has become, was one of America's greatest cities, fabulous place. It's become a rat hole with all of the serious problems they have with homeless. And maybe that's why the homeless, they don't, the police, by the way, as a subset to this story, the police don't really want to touch. They don't want to even be around the homeless for lots of reasons, some of them obvious and some not so obvious. The mental aspects, the mental illnesses, one thing, the police get themselves into compromising situations. So I guess that's an argument, and I would understand that argument. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. Dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE, 800-PROGRESSIVE, or at progressive.com.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday is upon us. Jay Kirshner is here as she goes through social media and the things that people are talking about, the trending stories, and she found that this is pretty much number one on the trending department. The passing of Hall of Fame pitcher Gaylord Perry, who won a couple of Cy Young Awards. Here's sort of encapsulated form the story of his life.
Baseball Hall of Famer Gaylord Perry.
Gaylord was outstanding. Gaylord was a great competitor. Every time he gets the mound, he mean business.
Born in 1938, Perry was the son of farmers and found a love for baseball when young, playing with his father during lunch breaks.
I just wanted to play ball, you know.
Famous for being a master of the spitball, Perry pitched for 8 teams across his 22 MLB seasons, his longest stint being a decade with the San Francisco Giants at the beginning of his long career.
He threw very hard, and he had pretty decent stuff. The spitter set him apart from most everybody else.
With a career record of 314 and 255 and finishing with 3,554 strikeouts, he was the winner of two Cy Young Awards and a 5-time All-Star.
Playing mind games with hitters through an array of rituals on the mound was part of his arsenal.
A legend of baseball. We remember Gaylord Perry.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's it, MyPillow.com. I was thinking about Gaylord Perry and some of the famous baseball players when I was younger. I don't know, I couldn't tell you the names of more than a half a dozen baseball players today, And it, you look around at some of the players and the games and stuff, and it just doesn't seem like, but maybe that's me sounding like an old F-A-R-T. When you look at them, the accomplishments are more important than how they look. And although they do act in a way sometimes that doesn't seem to give the games they play, no matter what sport they're in, the credit that you'd like to think that they deserved. Anyway, so he was a big major leaguer. There's no question about that. He was the seventh pitcher to win the Cy, when the American League had the Cy Young Award.
Yeah, they were giving one out to each league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. So I didn't realize he had that many teams under his belt, San Francisco.
Yeah, and then he was the first pitcher to win the award in both leagues.
Yeah, right. Yep. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 91, 77% of the vote. He found a baseball program at Limestone College in his hometown of Gaffney, South Carolina. He was the coach there, too. That would have been fun.
Yeah, can you imagine having this legend as your coach?
Yep. I think it's something. Listen, they're like, even though they're legends, we have all of the, you know, a lot of people passed away this week. Certainly a lot of people are thinking about Christine McVie and the fact that they are special and they've done things that were great, but they still put their pants on one leg at a time. They have to shower every day and poop every day, so how much different can they be? They've accomplished great things, and that's why they, I guess, they deserve the respect and kind of the awesome focus that people give them. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, if there's anything serious going on with your pet's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Well, most veterinarians are extremely professional and will not hold it against you if you seek out another opinion. In fact, they may encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, it's time to get a new vet. Your dog is a member of the family. If any other member of the family were ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, wouldn't you find another doctor? You bet you would. Do the same for your four-footed best friend. It's only fair. And here's an important factor. Here's when to get a second opinion. Anytime surgery is suggested, I always recommend getting a second opinion. Anytime your dog is being treated for something and isn't clearing up like the vet said it would, a second opinion. And remember this, there are specialists in a veterinary field just like in the human field. So if you have a specific problem with your dog or your cat, check out a veterinary specialist in your area. I'm Warren.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Rostin Benham, chair of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, testifies before the Senate Committee on Agriculture about the need for better regulation on cryptocurrency in the wake of the FTX cryptocurrency collapse.
We are here today because the latest events involving FTX lay bare the consequences and demand accountability. As I have stated publicly many times before, I strongly believe that we need to move quickly on a thoughtful regulatory approach to establish guardrails in these fast-growing markets of evolving risk, or they will remain an unsafe venture for customers and could present a growing risk to the broader financial system.
The Reagan Institute has released its annual survey of public attitudes on national defense. This year, only 48% of Americans report having a great deal of confidence in the U.S. military. TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
There's Elvi. No, we don't want any blue Christmases. No, 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 no. We got to have a happy Christmas or happy holidays. Remember, I've gone through all of the reasons for using that phraseology because there are a lot of, what did I say, 14 holidays?
Yeah, there are so many holidays
that are...
all within the month of December.
Correct, Amundo. So happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, all that good stuff from the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is the co-pilot. Doug Steffen with some good news from the folks in California at the School for the Deaf. They've celebrated something kind of interesting here, Jay. A short season, the last season, for the School for the Deaf as far as football is concerned. They achieved their goal in style. Riverside Cubs is the name of the football team. They defeated Faith Baptist of Canoga Park 80-26 to win the 8-man California Inter-Scholastic Football Championship, the first in the history of that school. The Riverside Cubs finished the season undefeated, taking care of some unfinished business from last year, it seems.
Yeah.
All right?
They were pretty much undefeated, only lost the last game of the season, but this year they won it all.
Yep. Now, they've been... This is the first time the school's been in business for 70 years, and they have this team, or number of teams, but it's the first time they won a championship in any sport. And so that's kind of neat. And there was a parade in town. They had a big, a plaque and the things that you get for congratulatory things. It's neat. Yeah, it's nice for, there's too much focus placed on what you can't do if you have a handicap rather than what you can do if you have a handicap. In Framingham, where I live, and lived all my life, one of the most, I don't know if famous is the right word, but certainly well-known schools for the deaf in the world. People come here from all over the world to live, to learn how to live, to cope with, to perhaps correct situations that come from not having the ability to hear. So, at any rate, that certainly is good news. I don't know how many of you consider this to be good news. One of the things people are talking about today, Friday, December the 2nd, the situation with the avalanche, right? You know what's going on in four of our western states that have been pounded this week by snow one day after another, after another, after another. So, National Weather Service saying this morning that there is, and therefore you should stay away from, Colorado, California, where the mountains are, Idaho, Montana, heavy snowfall in Northern California, heavy snowfall in the Rockies in Colorado and up into Idaho and Montana. So the situation, because it's early in the year and because it's warm still, so that can trigger, and this usually happens way up high in the mountains where the snow is caught by the trees. And so when it warms up a little bit, the heat, obviously, underneath the warmth causes the stuff to start melting, and then it starts moving, and look out below.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, yeah. So you got to be
very dangerous condition happening.
Yep, right. I find I have driven back and forth to California any number of times in my life, and I try to pick a different route every time I go. And so in terms of Colorado, I remember my son and I bringing a car, I think, out to California, and he and I did the trip together, and we went through Colorado, and this would have been earlier in the year, like earlier November, not December, and we got into a snowstorm in Colorado, in Denver, and I think we ended up in Colorado Springs, but the interstate was so slick, you could move an inch or two at 1 mile an hour, and then it happened, we were driving a pickup truck. It slid 4, 5, 6 feet, so you had to maintain a separation. This is why I'm telling this story, because those of you who are driving out there, if you don't know how to drive, and there were hundreds of accidents because people don't know how to drive.
Exactly.
They say
the visitors, the transplants, and then you have the people who live there regularly, know how to get through it, and sometimes people who are too timid, they don't get out of the way, and driving too slow and unsure of what you're doing is just as dangerous as driving too fast and reckless.
All right, the Supreme Court has said they will hear challenges to the student loan forgiveness plan. This thing has gotten a lot hotter. I'm sure Biden didn't expect, I shouldn't say I'm sure because I don't know what goes on in the guy's head, but I would think that he or the people who have actually come up with this order are not thinking, well, they weren't thinking, period, but they didn't think it would get this far. But it has, because people don't think it's fair, and it isn't. So the plan that was started, first announced, canceled $10,000 in federal student loan debt for certain income thresholds, $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients. It also added a freeze on repayments. And the people who say no to this argue the government has exceeded its authority and circumvented Congress in using the 2003 HEROES Act to justify the program. And I think they're 100% correct. This would cost $300 billion. I don't want my money being used for that. Frankly,
we've discussed so many times, it still does not fix the root of the problem. This is going to keep happening.
I don't know. I just think that it's the government. And I came across this also yesterday in looking around at things that are going on in the country that will bother people. You've heard about how the Democrats want to increase the number of IRS agents. They want to hire 87,000, whether you got this or not before the number. I think we've talked about the plan and thinking that it wasn't a great move. But then you look at the numbers that they have proposed. If you dig around, what's the old expression? The dirt is in the details, or the devil is in the details.
Mm-hmm.
So the details of this plan, and many people think it's to weaponize the IRS to punish. And this isn't the first time that the charges have been made. Or in fact, it's happened. Nixon used it. There was Trump using it, supposedly, according to some of the rumors around. Some others have used it as well. So, if you look at the idea here, it's all the ruse is we're going to get the bad guys who make all that money and don't pay enough in taxes. I get so sick of listening to that stuff. Joe Biden makes me want to throw up when I hear those, or anybody else who says the same thing. Some of the leaders of the Democratic Party say it often, that we need to get the top 1% earners in America now pay 64% of all the taxes. Huh? So let's get some more from them. Now, can they afford it? Yeah, I'm sure that most of them can afford it. That's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't the point at all. And, you know, you wonder if there is this war, who they've added, apparently, 49,000 agents and auditors have already been interviewed. Now, they've been hired. Now, that's an interesting thing. But they say they're doing this because there are 50,000 agents that are predicted. See, this is the and, okay. So, if there isn't a hiring freeze, I guess if 50,000 are going to retire during the next couple of years, I guess you need to replace them. But is this the best way to spend our money, considering what's going on with some of the situations around the world? The money that we've thrown into Ukraine, for example, or whatever we spend our money on. Wouldn't it be nice if we all could decide where we wanted our money to go?
Oh, that would be fantastic. That would be absolutely wonderful. And I don't know if you've been to IRS.gov anytime recently, but they've updated their system, and it is a lot more user-friendly.
Is it good?
Where you may not even need to call people. Like before, if you owed a certain amount and you needed to do a payment plan because you couldn't do one lump sum, as I have needed in the past, you have to call somebody and talk to numerous people, get approved by numerous people, and now it's set up where you can just go in and make whatever amount of payment you are able to make. You don't have to talk to a human being. Everything is itemized. It really is wonderful what they have done and how they finally have done it.
Yeah. Well, listen, we need to have an IRS, but I don't think we need the income tax. That's the thing. I've never thought that. I remember.
How does this even do it?
Yeah. Well, this year, in nosing around here, I found that the Internal Revenue Service has spent $700,000 a year tax money on ammunition. See, this is what happens when you read between the lines or you kind of nose around or somebody takes interest and they actually look at the budget line items. So in the IRS budget this year, they have $700,000 set aside for ammunition. They now have a stockpile of 5 million rounds. What the hell is the IRS going to do with almost 6 million rounds of ammunition? Are they going to, sort of reminds me of that, of the movie with Kevin Costner, The Untouchables, you know, with Sean of the old television show?
No,
where,
I saw that one.
Mm-hmm. We're all out there shooting it up. But anyway, there are a lot of people in the House of Representatives who are not liking this at all. And they've got this the same as with the student loan forgiveness thing of a bummer. It isn't in everybody's best interest. So do we get a refund? No, I just like to see. I don't care about refunds. What I think is more applicable here is that we don't spend so much money on stuff that seems to have no return. Right? Now, the people who argue that the the government, the IRS, should have more people say, well, we'll get returns, we'll get more people to comply. And this is so unfair. The whole system is awful. It needs to be, in my mind, I have been a proponent of the national sales tax ever since I could think. You know how that works, Jay? You tax everything but food and clothing at the same rate, and that evens the score. So there's nobody cheating. You can't cheat on your tax return because you don't have one. You pay as you buy. Whether it's, whether it's a car, or it's whatever, consumables are all, and I think the rate of tax, the last time this was discussed by anybody who had credibility, was about 23%. So let's say you pay $10,000 for a car, you'd pay $2,300 in taxes. How often do you buy a car?
That's
you don't buy
true.
A car, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, you think about it, spread it out, and then the other things, you buy a house. I think housing is exempt, too, from the proposal that I saw from a bunch of libertarians who had great ideas, frankly. I think housing is excluded, clothing and food. And otherwise, everything else you buy, there's a tax on it.
23%. Well, on the one hand, it makes a lot of sense, then, to play devil's advocate. You have people who might not be able to afford the tax, therefore, who need a car, or trying to afford a car, can't afford the tax. But you don't have to pay it all in one lump sum.
You pay it over time.
Longer period of a payment plan.
Yeah. All right, there was a bill passed yesterday to ratify the agreement between labor unions and the rail companies, so apparently now we're not going to have a rail strike. I guess that's a good news to cap this half hour at 48 after. This is Friday. Good day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details. This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch out for each other, love everybody, forgive everyone, including yourself, Jim Henson of the Muppets, responsible for that thought as we get into our food, farm, and family portion of the Good Day program. 53 after the hour, Jay and I and you can celebrate today National Fritters Day. That's not to fritter away your time. Fritters, the kind that you cook. Different forms, all kinds of cuisines use fritters. I kind of like fritters. You?
Cauliflower fritters, potato fritters, any kind of vegetable fritter.
Right, exactly. The historical record of fritters goes back to 1665, Jay. The first recorded mention of a fritter was with Samuel Pepys, a member of Parliament in England during the Restoration period. He wrote in one of his daily entries that he'd be enjoying some fritters before Lent. That had to have been, in the spring of 1665. Fritters are used in, the French use them, the Italians use them, the Greeks use them. I think there are a lot of creative, I think you just mentioned a few. I think a mashed potato fritter would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I love mashed potatoes.
Well, and the cool thing about fritters are you can basically grab anything out of your fridge. It's
right.
Great.
Fish fritters, vegetable fritters, right? All kinds of stuff. The Indians have a lot of, they deep fry a lot of stuff. And if you go to an Indian restaurant, you'll get what amounts to a fritter, right? Depending on what you order for an appetizer. But it's pretty easy to make, and they're pretty cost-effective, and there's a version in pretty much every culture. So if you are going to a restaurant and you've never had a fritter before and you see it on the menu, try one. Yeah, just one. Try one. See if you can. Sometimes the batter, the problem with me is that I'm gluten intolerant, and the batter sometimes is based on, you know, bread and stuff, so it gets in the way of me enjoying it. But at any rate, have a fritter on us. All right, here's the recall of the day, or it's an alert, I guess, maybe more properly referred to. Phil's Power Pancake Mix. Allergy alert, there may be wheat in the Phil Power Pancake Mix, coming in California, recalling all of its packages of individually wrapped Power Pancake Mix. There are five different varieties, the mango, raspberry, cranberry, dates, and chocolate chip. Because they may contain undeclared wheat, people who have allergies or sensitivity to wheat, me, run the risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reactions. I don't know of anybody who, well, that's not true. A problem with gluten is one thing, but sometimes it develops into celiac disease.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that is not something to mess around with.
That's exactly right. So most of these are distributed on the West Coast. If you're listening in California, especially around Los Angeles and Orange County, that area, they are in 5-ounce plastic packages. And if you have them, bring them back to the store. All the pancakes contain rye flour, but there's a little wheat in it. And that usually is what happens. When something is wheat-free, sometimes it really isn't. Sometimes it should read 99% wheat-free. But anyway, that's the recall of the day, Phil's Power Pancakes. There's a new thing. I don't think I've talked about this here. I haven't talked about it on the American Family Farmer either. Come to my attention that there's a California company that has developed a cultured animal cell food. Have we talked about that here? I think I did talk about it on the farm show.
Yes, and I can't remember if maybe it was off air or on air, but I do remember speaking with you about it.
I think, but there's more information about it now than there was a month or so ago. The Department of Agriculture says that it's A-OK to move ahead. And so this company that came up with the idea of replacing animal food with something else that is, I mean, how is this any different than a Boca burger, I guess would be the question, or a soy burger, or...
Well, because isn't this technically actual meat? Like, it's the the DNA of it. So it's like animal, but it's just it's not animal. Coming from, like, an animal isn't suffering for this.
Right, yeah. They're not having a slaughter. And
so you're a vegetarian
animal.
Because you just think eating animal products is gross. This is not.
No. It is. Right. If you have, like, I don't like to eat meat because the cows are my friends and I don't eat my friends. So that's you can write that down, folks, if you haven't heard me say that before. That's the quote of the day here on Good Day, where it's 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.